You're listening to Advocate Radio, and this is the Lake Highlands podcast for Tuesday, October 5th, 2010. I'm Carrie Mitchell, one of the editors at Advocate, and with me today are neighborhood columnist Ellen Raff. Hi, Ellen.
Hi, everybody.
And neighborhood blogger Carol Toller. Hi, Carol.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Today we're going to be talking about a couple of things that have gotten quite a bit of interest on the blog the last week or so. One is homecoming attire. For Lake Highlands High School, I don't think Carol knew what a hot button issue that would be when she started posting
right.
on it.
That's right.
As well as some news regarding some neighborhood burger joints or lack thereof, and if we're really the kind of neighborhood that burger spots can make it in. We'll start with homecoming attire. We talked about this on last week's podcast, and then Carol posted a couple of times. It started all with the Mesquite homecoming dance and some of the things that went on there, and we talked about whether this would be an issue or not at Lake Highlands. Carol, what did you find out as far as whether this is an issue or not in Lake Highlands?
Well, it definitely is an issue that people are interested in. I think homecoming went great. That's the good news. The kids had a great time. The teachers and administrators say it went well. When school started, the school administrators had a little dress code assembly to explain the dress code and make sure the kids knew what the rules were. And there were a couple of new rules that probably no shock to anybody, some of the kids didn't like. But it really came up around homecoming time because a week before Lake Highlands homecoming, Mesquite had their homecoming and a bunch of the girls were turned away. And the parents got upset, and it was kind of a big brouhaha. So some of the kids at Lake Highlands were concerned that their outfits were not going to make it into the dance. And the administrators were concerned as well that that they might have to turn some kids away. But it all worked out. The kids dressed appropriately. I did have some emails this week that the when the homecoming queen nominees came out onto the football field Friday night, there were a couple of the nominees that were dressed with technical violations of the dress code, including one off-the-shoulder dress and some other things. Of course, those girls had their fathers on their arm and the principals delivering the flowers and crowns. So I think there's probably room for debate on all sides about the rules. I think the good news is that the administrators used their God-given judgment when it was time to evaluate. And I think sometimes when we get in trouble, it's because we have a rigid rule and we're pulling out that ruler. You know, Peggy Dillon told us, I'm not going to pull out a ruler and measure the skirts. We're going to evaluate whether or not they're appropriate attire. There was one girl that was asked to wear a sweatshirt to cover up her strapless dress, and she did it, so there was no fighting over that. I did have some emails this week that the cheerleaders and drill team would be technical violators of the dress code as well, based on their short skirts and the cheerleaders' halter tops and occasional bare midriffs. But I think it was mostly all in everybody had a good attitude about it. I think the key is to have enough administrators on hand and to have administrators who know the kids well enough that when they ask a girl to cover up or pull up her dress or pull her down her dress or whatever, that the kids have a good attitude and do what they're asked. Now, the biggest response I had about all of this by far was people who said, now it's time to address the dirty dancing. Because for those of you who have chaperoned a high school dance, as I have, it is amazing what purports to be dancing at a high school dance. Just to be nice, I would describe it more as spooning. But I would say that there is some significant contact being made, whether or not your body parts are fully covered. That is probably too close for comfort for me as a mom. But I think homecoming was enjoyed by all.
Ellen, you've got a freshman boy.
Yeah.
What do you think about all? Are you nervous about now? What about
well,
what you're getting into?
I'll tell you, he's always been tall. So even when he was 7 years old, he had the 9-year-old girls flirting with him. Mm. So it's always been, but he's developed kind of a a real laid back sort of defense, I guess. So far, he's really, you know, I can tell he's sheltering me from the whole idea of a dance because he never brought it up during junior high or high school. Now, I don't know if there's anybody out there who's thinking I should be going out there and making sure that he's got a date, because I'm not going to do that. And he's very well aware, because he's in the band at Richardson High School, he's very well aware their homecoming isn't until the 15th. And all of that activity gearing up for that is happening. In our house, you would think it's nothing but football. So I'm okay with that so far. I will have to say that I'm very, very just excited about hanging around with the band. And yes, I do see some signs of, you know, when I'm hanging around with the band, some signs of the future in some of the interactions between the boys and the girls.
Right. And if I remember some of the comments from the blog, there were quite a few moms saying, you know, I don't have many options here. You know, if you go in the stores and you look and see what they have on sale for girls, I mean, they don't necessarily have full arm length, neck up to the neck, you know, below the knee kinds of dresses for young girls on sale. We've tried to do the best we can. We've bought things already. You know, this is our problem. Carol, what do you think about that?
You know, I agree with that, because I do think, as I said in the blog, short of shopping in the mother of the bride section, there just are some limited choices. They all kind of look the same. But I think also Facebook deserves some credit on this, because particularly the junior and a senior high school girls and boys are talking to their friends on Facebook that are in college, and particularly those that were in cheerleading with an older girl, or drill team with an older girl, or wranglers with an older girl, or band. And so they're seeing what the college girls are wearing to parties, and they're looking at all their pictures on Facebook, and that's what they're aspiring to. They're not really wanting to look like a high school girl. They're wanting to look like their buddies who are off at UT or OU or wherever, and I think that's pulling some of it too. And they don't want to shop in the stores that look like high school girl stores. They want to shop in the stores where the college girls go.
And is that better or worse according to dress code standards?
Well, it certainly is worse dress code standards. In a way, it's cool, because I think that's one of the cool things about, like, Holland's homecoming at all, is it's kind of this theme party deal like a lot of the college kids do. And so I think the Lake Highlands kids go off to college with a confidence about they can go to a party the first week and fit right in. They know what they're supposed to be wearing and doing and where to shop and all that. And so they really kind of get the college thing. But I think a lot of those girls' daddies wish they wouldn't grow up quite so fast.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Well, let's move on to our next topic, which is burger joints in the neighborhood. Ellen, where do you like to eat burgers in Lake Highlands?
Close to me, there's JG's on Greenville, and it's just a little shopping center there. Well, I don't even know if I would call it a shopping center, but it's convenient there across from the post office, and I've just always been a big fan of that place. I like JG's for burgers and some of the other restaurants in there, and I'm always just pulling for them to stay open and succeed, and they really have. We had Coach's nearby for a while.
That was Forrest and
that was
Abrams,
I think.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that was the other one that was close for a while. But to me, actually, that place was a little more... I mean, there were little chunks of things in the milkshakes, if I could just put it that way, they were good. But for the basic old burger and just what I, you know, regular old fries, I'd like JG's.
There you go.
I like JG's too, and I go there a lot. I did like Burger Spot, and Burger Spot closed its doors this week. I think we're kind of waiting to see if they're going to move or if they're gone or whatever. But I thought their food was excellent. Sweet potato fries were spectacular. Mm-hmm. I know Advocate did a feature about their mural painted on the wall. I thought they really were courting the Lake Highlands business. I thought they got a lot of exposure from a lot of different circles. I was on Facebook today, speaking of Facebook, and saw some of my friends talking about Burger Spot being out and no-no and what they're going to miss and whatever. So I'm really surprised that they left. I think it was hard to get in there. They were there in the Skillman Idelia Center with the Tom Thumb, and there wasn't very much parking there. I don't know if that was a factor. It was pretty small. If, you know, on a busy Saturday, you might go in there and order food and then not be able to find a place to sit. Maybe that was part of it. But the food was delicious.
Yes. I had it once, and that was really good. I was also really disappointed about Coach's closing, partly because I had worked on a story with Michael and Vanessa Stevens and about the history of their family and why they started that place. And it was just hard to see it close. And really good burgers, too. Mm-hmm. Of course, now there's a new, another kind of burger joint going in, Varsity Grill. They're going to try to make it in that spot. We'll post the links to that one in the podcast post. So I guess the question is, is there enough room for all these burger places? The burgers are one of the hot food, you know, restaurant items right now. You see all these kinds of burger chains moving into town. Smash Burgers, one you hear about. A lot of places, Sliders. Sliders are hot, you know. Mm-hmm. You see Sliders everywhere you mm-hmm. look. But how much will people actually frequent a burger joint? Especially when you've got classics like JG's. And another one that I really like that's closer to where I live is Jake's. Just a good burger.
And Highlands Cafe makes a good burger.
Highlands Cafe does have a good burger.
Yeah, I guess thinking about it, perhaps it's just what else is around there.
Yeah.
If there's not a lot of other entertainment or shopping within, you know, where you can park your car in one spot, eat in another spot, maybe do some shopping, you know, without having to get in the car again, that's a little bit perhaps what's lacking.
JG's gets a lot of business from the club soccer world. Kids who play soccer either at Richland College or at Moss Park go over there, sometimes the entire team and all their families. And so that ends up being full a lot of Saturdays and Sundays and even some weeknights when there are night games. So, you know, that may be enough business right there to kind of keep them going, even with ups and downs of kind of the rest of the neighborhood.
I think that might be the key, actually. Find a burger place or any restaurant, really, finding its niche and how it kind of can continue to get business. I've actually been talking to a couple of local burger companies for a story I'm working on. And one of the things they've all mentioned is, you know, it's kind of important to find a spot that's entrenched in a neighborhood where you get that family business, the after the games, the weeknight family meals or the weekend family meals, that kind of thing, as well as close enough to some business to get that lunchtime crowd, that sort of thing. And they've also mentioned that, yes, kind of trying to find your niche where, you know, you work with this school or this church or that temple or, you know, whatever to kind of bring in business, as well as being in a place where people are seeing you constantly, you know, maybe in a grocery store kind of center, because we all, I mean, if we were to all kind of go around the circle and knock, okay, you have a free night, you want to go grab a meal at a restaurant, the top three that come to mind, go. You know, we would probably all have different spots based on that. And one of the hard things about being a new restaurant is that you're not always at the top of someone's mind. And so it honestly takes some time to get kind of entrenched in the neighborhood in that way. I thought those were all kind of interesting.
Well, we have a frequent reader on the blog, Scott mm-hmm. Braidheff, who had a great idea, and that is to have a citizens advisory group to try to get a dialogue going about attracting and retaining neighborhood dining options. And I thought it was a great idea. He wants to engage neighborhood restaurant owners to share what they think it takes to make a successful restaurant in Lake Highlands and you know, what they've done that worked. And I think it's a great idea. I think it's just a matter of finding someone to take the ball and run with it.
Well, I guess the key to that is obviously when a place closes, you just kind of go, oh, you know, one more strike or something against maybe a restaurant that would be considered coming to our neighborhood and opening up. So if we knew what works and what doesn't, and if there's probably not a magical formula, but maybe a little bit of help there, That would be a good idea.
Yeah, because Tiger Bowls in the varsity spot worked for a long time.
Mm. But that's when Tom Thumb was open.
True. That's a good point. That's an excellent point.
You could go by there and, you know, just maybe feed the kids lunch or something and get your shopping done and not have to drive to two different centers.
Good point.
Hmm.
And now that shopping center is kind of a little bit of a wasteland, although Brothers Pizza still, you know, does well there. But I think
without a grocery store, when you mention grocery stores, that's it.
Yeah.
That was the end of Tiger Bowls, and since then it's been a little struggle there.
Well, I guess we should ask the Ranichis what their secret has been, because they, I guess, were able to stay open through it all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do we have any shameless plugs this week? Anything to plug?
I am so shameless, I brought it with me.
You can't see it, but she's holding her entertainment book like it's a precious...
This is a great deal. This is an entertainment book for goes through 2011, and, you know, there are a lot of magnet students out there who go to Richardson High School, and this is for the Richardson High School Band. And I tell you, it's $25, and if you... spend that much money on it, you can immediately get $20. Well, not immediately. Every time you spend $50 at Albertson, you get $5 off, and you get to do that four times. So that would bring back your $20. Plus, you should see how big this book is. Anyway, I have to tell you, I went to Albertson's, where I don't normally shop, with my $5 little thing, and I was very impressed. Albertson's over at Ferndale and Northwest Highway, they have cleaned that store up, and boy, it's a great place to shop. So, you know where to find me.
We'll put Ellen's email address on the blog if you would like to buy an entertainment book from the Richardson High School Band. And tell you what, I'll throw this in there. If your neighborhood group is selling entertainment books, email us. I'll include the email, I think, lakehighlandspodcast@advocatemag.com, and we'll add you as another group to buy from on the blog. That's a great one. I get an entertainment book every year, and I'll buy one from you, Ellen, this year. And I always end up saving so much more money than I spend on it, so that's a good deal.
And my shameless plug is Lake Highlands Wildcat Club. They are supporters of athletics for junior high, freshman center, and high school all over Lake Highlands, and you can buy a membership for $25. You can make a bigger contribution if you would like. They support all 14 sports in Lake Highlands, and it's a great way to support the kids and also keep our neighborhood property values strong, since the schools and athletics are such a big part of Lake Highlands.
Great. My shameless plug is something that you may or may not have seen already on the Advocate blog this week, which is a video that is a highlight reel of everything from the homecoming game on Friday night. It is an amazing video, beautiful stuff. If you missed it, you need to go watch it. I'll post a link. If you didn't miss it, hey, it's worth a watch again, right?
Right, absolutely.
Living those homecoming days. Well, thanks so much for listening to Advocate Radio. This has been the Lake Highlands Podcast. We'll see you next week.